You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage comes from 2 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9. It's a quite short passage. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. This passage is the kind of passage that's worth memorizing, holding on to, because it contains some truth about God that's very foundational to our understanding of who the Lord is. Peter introduces this important truth with the phrase, "Do not overlook this one fact." When the Bible tells me not to overlook something, there's a little bell that goes on in the back of my head saying, "Oh, okay, what's coming up is pretty important." The Bible says, hey, pay attention. Do not overlook this one fact. And this fact is that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. And Peter repeats this sort of phrase in reverse order. Day, 1,000 years, 1,000 years a day, to emphasize his point. And what's his point? The time flows differently for God than it does with us. And the scales are completely different. The engineer in me gets excited when numbers get mentioned and units are given. So forgive the digression here, but for God, here it says, one day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is 365,000 days. Peter here multiplies the number by three orders of magnitude, and then also changes the unit by three orders of magnitude. Not weeks, not months, but years. And so he's changing the scales completely here. And what he's trying to say is that God is outside of time. And this is a great truth and a great blessing for us, because it means that he's completely in control of time and sovereign over it, as he is not in it and not affected by it. God does not change. This is tremendous news and a great foundation for our faith. The second truth that Peter adds on to this is that God isn't slow to fulfill his promise, but he's patient and merciful. That's what we're told. He's patient towards us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. He shows mercy. What seems to be slowness to us is in fact patience. What seems to be like, come on, God, bring an end to what's going on here. End this mess. Let's get on to heaven and to full life and communion with you. What he's calling us is to be patient, because he is waiting for everyone to reach repentance. He's patient towards us personally, and he's waiting for all to come to repentance. This is good news, because he's waiting for us. He's not harsh, he's not rushed, he's not exasperated. He's waiting, and he wants all of us to reach full repentance. I think this also means we have a role in helping others both hear of God's patience and make a full repentance to the Lord. So there's a call here to action and to mission, to be patient with others, but also to persevere in bringing others to repentance and to know the Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.